Boom, 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 boom.
Tell me, why would you want a naughty little bat like me? Do you want to see my titties?
Yeah!
Oh my God. So the Sonic movie came out.
It didn't come out. The trailer.
Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
We're starting this?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Veggies. The soup.
Talking beef stew.
Talking haircuts.
You're just now noticing my haircut? You're disgusting. So how was your Impossible Burger?
Dude, it did not taste that great. It tastes like beans. It tasted like a fart that I ate, but I still ate it because it had mayonnaise and ketchup on it.
Dude, talking about farts, you're going to have some nasty-ass farts after that.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to fart at her house because I have not, still to this day, Captain's Log have not farted at their house yet.
I thought you did.
No. Not at their house yet.
Congratulations.
Oh, shoot, boy. So. So
this is another episode.
Yeah. So what do you think of that Sonic trailer?
It looks okay. Looks you think good. They fixed Sonic, so.
You had a theory that they always had that Sonic, and the bad one was on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, why you say it like that?
Dude.
Me and Ethan were thinking that it was a publicity stunt.
I disagree.
Yeah, I think you were right about this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to put in for them to fake a bad trailer.
Yeah, and your argument was all the merch and stuff they had already developed for it.
Yeah, because you were like, but that looks like old Sonic. I'm like, well, there's just placeholders. All those mats in behind, they were probably in pre-production, plus the mask.
Yeah.
That mask is creepy. That'll probably be the Instagram photo.
The Sonic. Yep. Yeah, I've been up in my thumbnail game. What do you think about that?
You have been. I liked your past one. There's a lot of Sonic porn.
Yeah.
I don't.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
Sonic Speed.
What's your first interactions with the Hedgehog of Blue?
I played Sonic 1 on Sega Genesis. And then I watched the cartoon, and then I saw Sonic the Movie, and then I played all the GameCube games. So it's just been a consistency.
Why do you think people don't like the Nostalgia Critic?
I don't know.
What do you think that is?
I think he's really creepy and says a lot of stupid stuff.
But he's so popular.
I think he's just really easy to make fun of. I think that's why a lot of people don't like him.
His content's so cringy looking. The way they film it, it's a lot of yelling. Yeah. But they're movie critics, so you think they'd pick up on, like, this is bad. You know?
Maybe that's the irony of it all.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know what's good.
Sonic Speed. What was your favorite song? What was your favorite song on that new album? The Ninja Sex Party, Under the Covers, Volume 3.
I don't know what that has to do with Sonic, but...
What was your favorite song?
I like... Knights of Broadway.
That's your favorite?
I think so.
Mine's Fear the Reaper.
Why?
It sounds like a James Bond song. Like with the... strings and stuff in the background. I tried to send you that part I was talking about. They literally start the chorus and like there's the strings dipping up and down in it.
Oh, you know what? Mine's the one we just listened to.
What's that?
Always something there to remind me. Bam, bam. I like the drums.
Dude, I worked at a concert, speaking of music. So, there's this guy named Zach Williams that came to...
your little charity event.
Yeah, it wasn't charity. You had to pay to get in.
Volunteer.
But I volunteered at a booth to sell merchandise.
What was that through?
Huh?
How did you get this gig?
The church. So the church held the event, like the concert.
Figures.
And it was a real concert. I thought it was going to be like a few people maybe showing up to just see this guy. No, this was like a huge deal. There were people lined up out the door and like sold out.
Who is Zach Williams?
I don't know, but he was at the Country Music Awards performing with Dolly Parton, like on the show. He's a popular guy. He's
and
got.
He came to a church in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't. He came to a church.
So
in a small town.
I sold the merchandise of his opening act, and the dude came up. Like, so the opening act finished playing, it had like a little intermission, and then people started going back in, and then Zach Williams started to play. Well, at the start of Zach Williams playing, this guy came out and came to my table, and I was selling his stuff, and I was like, yo, man, CDs are $10 if you're interested. And he was like, giggled a little bit, because it was his CD I was selling.
Yeah.
And I was like, you ever heard of this guy?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. And then
that was it?
No, he chuckled a little bit. He knew I was kidding. Because I was smiling. You know, like I do. I'm a good jokester.
Did you know it was him?
I did. People kept saying I didn't, but I'm like, I knew that was him. That was the point. I didn't want to get beat up.
I thought you said that you didn't.
No, I knew who it was. I mean, his like poster was right behind me. I'd look pretty stupid if I didn't.
He didn't give you his number?
No. I was hoping for a free t-shirt.
Are you a fan of him?
Huh? No.
Or you just wanted a t-shirt?
I just wanted a t-shirt. I don't have enough of those.
T-shirt's cool looking?
I don't have enough t-shirts at my house, and I don't have enough hoodies. Because I never bought t-shirts. I always bought undershirts and sweaters.
Sounds like you need to go to Kohl's.
Sounds like I need to do more things.
I got a t-shirt for $5 at Kohl's.
I want stuff with stuff on it, though.
That mine had stuff on it. A Clarence, baby.
Dude, what do you wear most of the day now that you're out of school?
Work clothes.
And then you just come home and you just stay in work clothes until you go to bed?
No, I usually change into some sweatpants.
Sweatpants?
What I'm wearing now, pretty much.
Do you go out more or less now that you're out of school?
More.
More?
Mm-hmm.
You go hang out with them hoes?
Yep, hang out with my hoes.
Hang out with your hoes, go to Puerta?
Yep.
Hey.
Savages.
We had a day. We were all playing COD. And you went out with the hose instead.
I played with you guys too.
Yeah, 2 hours.
But, I mean, I'm not going to pass up some liquor.
Neither did he.
Only 9 minutes of
dude, what's your Thanksgiving going to be like?
I don't know, boomer.
You think you're going to clash a lot with your relatives?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think you're going to fight about this year?
Probably Donald Trump again.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you...
Maybe he'll get impeached by then.
Can we role play?
Then that'll be really fun.
Can we role play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, you kids just all want free college. You don't understand what it's like. Your hard work.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, shit. Okay, pull your dick out. I'm going to suck it. That was so clever.
You know, just, you millennials think you're so freaking smart. Well.
Yeah, we do. I'm so smart. I'm big brain.
Big brain activated.
Here, I'm going to throw a scenario.
What are your Thanksgivings like?
Not a lot of fighting. We have a nice Thanksgiving.
You have any Trumpers in your family?
Yeah, but like we don't talk about it.
Oh, well.
We talk...
I wish we didn't talk about it.
We talk more about like what our family's doing. See, because you guys see each other way too much.
Well,
so like when we see our family, it's like been like months between seeing each other, which I think is good because then we have something to talk about.
You know what? It might have been last Thanksgiving when I've seen some of these people.
So that maybe talk about that instead of Trump.
It's not me that's deciding to talk about Trump.
Do you think when Trump is no longer in office, just for whatever reason, even if he serves two terms or whatever, what do you think people will talk about then?
Hopefully something else. They'll probably still be talking about him. That motherfucker can't stay out of the news.
He can't stay out of conversation.
Did you know Epstein didn't kill himself?
Yeah, you gotta throw some more memes at me while I'm here.
I feel like this is the meme episode.
Okay, you want to talk about Epstein? This is
the second episode of the day, so, I mean, we're kind of out of content by now.
Do you know anything about the Epstein stuff?
Yeah, he was a pedophile. Had a whole island to fuck kids.
Fuck island where he would molest children.
And he would fly really rich people out there.
It was called Fuck Island.
Did you know Stephen Hawking went out there? Stephen Hawking?
What would he be doing on that island? He was a vegetable.
Maybe he got his toes sucked or something.
Yes. I love this 14-year-old pussy.
Did you hear about the painting he had of Bill Clinton in his office?
No.
You didn't? So you're really out of the loop with this.
I guess I didn't know about the painting part.
I've been following this story for about 3 years now.
Explain it.
About the time that the CBS reporter was following this story. So I guess he had like a fully oil painted portrait of Bill Clinton in a dress in his office. And Bill Clinton was a frequent flyer on his private jets. So a lot of people think he was...
Wasn't it like 23 times
with the pedophilia?
Confirmed times of flying with him to that island? Well, there were other people, weren't there?
Trump.
Was Trump one of them? Was Steve Jobs one of them? Or am I missing
that? Oh, I don't know about that.
There was like a bunch of high profile people. Was Stephen Hawking really? Or you just
There's a picture of it.
Really?
With Epstein. I don't know if he was there to fuck kids, but he met Epstein or was on the island.
Wonder what other like rich people were doing that kind of naughty stuff with that Epstein guy.
You know, I think Epstein had a submarine, and I think Stephen Hawking wanted to ride his submarine.
Are you making this up?
I'm not.
This sounds made up.
No.
So, do you think he? I mean, I don't have to ask if you think he killed himself. I think it's pretty obvious he didn't.
Oh no, he didn't kill himself.
Who do you think killed him then? Not like directly in the prison cell, but who do you think had the
somebody probably put a hit out on him.
But who? That's what I'm asking.
Some elite person that was probably fucking kids.
You think it was Hillary Clinton?
Possible.
I think it is too.
How many people do you think they've killed?
I want to know what that reporter found. So she said she'd been looking in the story and got like confirmed. Like quotes from
there was a woman they were in contact with that was part of the whole sex ring.
Where's she
slave
at?
Thing. Probably dead.
And you think that CBS reporter is probably going to end up dead?
I think she should be worried.
I would be too. I'd be counting your stars.
If she's got more info about all this, yeah. She should have some security.
She might just accidentally commit suicide or something.
She should just spill the story before she...
dies.
Yeah. Last thing she could really do.
Isn't that crazy to know, like, you've now become, like, a part of this weird mafia where you're probably gonna, like, die here soon?
Yep. That's what happens when you fuck kids.
Well, she didn't fuck any kids.
Or you break your ankle.
Alec was confirmed to be on the flight 23 times. That's how you know so much.
Oh, jeez.
You've seen the oil painting.
No, I have. I followed this artist on Instagram who was posting a lot of the information about the whole conspiracy theory thing on his stories.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is he talking? Who is this Epstein guy? And then this was right before everything started going down, like when he was being investigated. And then he got arrested and then he got died.
He got died.
Get what you fucking deserve!
How many How much money do you think the security guard made for turning off the cameras?
I don't think they got paid. I think it was like, we can maybe get you some freedom. We can like get you out. I wouldn't be surprised if they died too.
Be like, hey, if you don't turn off these cameras, we're going to kill you too.
Yeah, like you're a loose end. I'm going to fucking kill you.
That would make the story even...
Pokemon, let's go to the polls, you know?
Less believable.
Man, Hillary Clinton's a scary person. Even if, like...
Politicians are scary people.
I know. Like, it's such a scary field to be in. Like, you know so many secrets. Secret keeper.
Don't mess with those secrets.
Who's texting you? Dude, so what do you do for Christmas? Or I mean Thanksgiving, what do you do family shit wise?
Usually I'll spend it with my mom at her house. She throws a party, or she hosts.
And Stacy and them don't come?
No, this is for Brad's side of the family.
Brad.
And then so we used to go see my mom's side of the family like that night or later in the afternoon, but
no more.
Yeah, everyone on my mom's side just kind of does the other family stuff.
They do not do this anymore. They say no, they do not come back. They do not hang out with the other anymore when they go to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, why don't you just do the show?
They do not come back. They say, I do not die to Christmas with you, but I do not do Thanksgiving.
That's going to be you on your deathbed.
I know.
You're going to develop that accent. And your kids and grandkids are going to be like, what's wrong with grandpa?
Come here, you little pumpkin. You come here, you babushka. I remember when you were just the size of a tennis ball. I need to share my secret recipe for spaghetti. I do a pet you on the head, that brush your hair when you look just a kid. Come here, Annie.
Watto.
Annie.
Did you ever watch that in review thing I told you about?
Nope.
They do a segment where a guy comes out dressed as Watto.
I remember when he's just a pumpkin, eh?
But he's like in a mask, so it's like,
I remember when he's a pumpkin, eh?
But he has nothing to do with what they're talking about. They're like on Revenge of the Sith.
You talking about the prequels, huh? You come back, you do not do this.
Dude, what is with this daylight savings stuff going on?
Making it feel so late?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock now and it looks like it's 8. I'm ready to take a nap.
Yo, are you...
Speaking of Star Wars...
Yeah, I got Jedi. Why are we always... I feel like it's Star Wars fever right now, baby. I want to play that Jedi Fallen Order.
It's the time of the year for Star Wars.
I'm going to play it, and I'm going to... It's like 20 hours. When I beat it, I'm going to let Alec borrow it. Maybe we'll talk about it once we're done.
I'm going to 100% that game.
I feel like there's not a lot to do.
I feel like it'll be like Force Unleashed.
Like
there's some stuff to do.
You should just get it.
Not for $60.
I don't feel like it's going to drop down anytime soon.
Maybe Christmas.
I think...
If it goes down to 40, I'll get it. I'm not paying $60 for that, though.
Will you not get the Jedi for another? Will you not pay any? You do not come to my house on Thanksgiving.
I will slave your mother.
You barely see me on Christmas and you don't even get the Jedi for another.
What other games are you wanting to play?
I want to play...
I don't know. What else coming out?
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Did you get that?
I'm going to put it on my list.
You were having big talk like you were going to get that game. You didn't even get that
game. Well, then Modern Warfare came out, and I'm having a hell of a time with it. So I really don't have time for other games right now.
See, that's where I'm conflicted right now. I want to go home and play with my boys, but...
Me and Jack played Fighters last night, and I was wiping the fucking floor with them.
Did you feel good?
Yeah.
Because he spanked you in Smash?
Yeah. I was like, this is how it feels. He's like, what am I doing wrong? Like, if it's any consolation, Chris still would probably beat my ass at this game.
You just don't block.
Maybe. I've been playing that game a lot, like campaign and stuff. So maybe
what is it
I can
that
beat,
like
you know?
Turned you? Because you were so hateful on that game when it first came out.
You bought it for me.
There's like no, there's not enough characters in it. Like, why don't I get? I was like, bro, there's not a lot of characters, but they decently feel unique. So that's why you should get it.
Well, now there's a lot of characters. I'm waiting for that Broly.
Me too. He looked
when
good.
When does he come out?
I don't know. It said coming soon, so we don't know.
Do you think it'll be before Christmas?
Who even knows if we'll make it to Christmas?
Dude. Tis the season. For fucking Thanksgiving.
I hope you see him on Thanksgiving.
I will.
You do not come over.
What is it about Thanksgiving? Like, why do people think this is a holiday?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I think it's just an excuse to get with your family, really.
It's not a holiday.
I mean, it's a federal one.
But it's, I mean, what are we, what are we celebrating? Getting fucking fat?
I think it's more of a Thanksgiving. Like Christmas, it's like you're celebrating. Well, I'm kind of still not. But like 4th of July is a holiday you're celebrating. I don't think Thanksgiving's a celebration. I think it's a come together family
come
thing.
Come together right now.
Papa's
over me.
I could do that voice all day.
She gave me money.
I'm in need.
When I'm in need.
Yes, it's a fighter.
Yeah, she's a traveling friend in need.
So she's a
she's a gold digger. Way under time. When I'm in need. She give me money.
She a,
when I'm in need. She give me money. When I'm in need.
If you were...
I'm in need. I'm in need. I'm in need. Yeah!
Whoa.
And then she tell friend.
She tells her friends about me.
What were we singing on COD the other day?
I don't know. I just really want to play that.
COD?
Yeah.
We'll play it. We'll get nasty tonight.
I just don't have that much time.
Tell Hannah to fuck off.
What?
Tell Hannah to fuck off.
No, I do not do this.
I do not do this.
I do not play these games.
Why is it always such a struggle with the girlfriends / wives?
Because they're usually smarter than us.
But, like, all they want is attention.
I feel like I'm the one that wants more attention than she does.
Well, then you're the wife.
I... No, it's, you do the same thing, though.
I do?
We all do. I've never known someone that's not like...
What you talking about, Willis?
We all give them priority. You know why?
No.
Because kissing girls is a lot more fun than playing video games. No, but for real, like, I enjoy my time with Hannah. It's finite. I mean, you would feel the same way if you didn't get to see Cade as often.
Nah.
Struggle of an adolescent. Bro, you can't be anywhere where she's not unless she's at work.
Do you want to know why?
Because that's how it go. That's why I don't bust your balls
about it.
It's
not my decision.
Is it fate's?
Nope. It's the wife's decision.
No. No, I feel like most of the time you want her there too.
I don't do anything.
That's not true either. We used to try to get you to do things and she'd always come with us.
Yeah.
I mean, she was cool though. And there would be times we couldn't do things because of like she not being able to come. We'd have to not go to restaurants and like you would want us to drop you home. Because you were like, I can't.
Because I knew I would have problems. I knew I would, she would be upset. It was a sacrifice I had to make for the greater good.
You prioritize her.
Because I have to.
I feel everyone does that when they're in a relationship. That's kind of the point. Why would you not prioritize someone you're in a relationship with? Isn't that, in theory, the person you're trying to spend the most time with? Like, I like my friends, but... you're just salty because you don't want to be here by yourself because she gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. And then I'll play WoW or Modern Warfare. I keep calling it WoW.
You don't get to play WoW. You should have bought Fallen Order like I did.
Fucking China. Even though Activision did something with China too.
So. I don't give a shit about any of it. I'm going to play the games I want to play. Anyone who got a problem with that can lick my butt. I really don't care what anyone else thinks about the games I play.
I guess I'm playing WoW again.
Why not? Well, your friend's going to judge you.
Yeah.
They don't care that much. Overwatch 2 comes out, you mark my words, everybody gonna be playing that shit. A bunch of little piggies getting in the sloth.
Depends on if it's any different than the first one.
It's not gonna be, and you're still gonna buy it. You got that Call of Duty effect, just with a different name on it.
Is your stomach gurgling yet?
No.
Do you feel healthier?
No. I heard that stuff's not healthy for you, and it's got more soy in it, so it's got more carbs.
Oh, so you're a soy boy now.
No, I don't like soy stuff.
It cured your cough.
No, it didn't. The Pepsi did. All right, the Diet Coke, I mean. I love me a Diet Coke.
Yeah, I could use a soda pop right now. Get two intermissions.
Have you had Yo, when's the last time you fist fought somebody?
I don't think I've ever fist fought anyone in my life.
Have you ever wanted to? When's the most recent time you wanted to fist fight someone?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
When you come in with an attitude.
No one came in with an attitude. I just tried to get down to business. I walked in. I literally walked in just because I didn't greet you with a kiss on the cheek.
You speed walked to the fucking office.
I'm trying to get down to business, man. The faster we get this done, the faster I can go play some Call of Duty with you, JB, and Avery can be asleep. Because he'll be passed out. Because I imagine he got to get up at like 5 or some obnoxious shit.
He works at a coffee shop now.
Last time I wanted to fist fight someone when we were at that concert, I got voluntold to do the help with the...
Voluntold?
Yeah. It was not my choice.
Oh.
And I probably, if I was asked, would have done it until I met the people who were cleaning up. And it wasn't anyone who goes to the church. This Zach Williams dude has like a sound crew. And they are some of the most rude people because they're trying to get out of there fast, which is nice. You know, you want to get out of there fast. It's late on a Sunday night. But here's the thing for anyone who's doing work like that. You take my advice. Everyone's trying to get out of there fast. You fuck. We're all trying. What do you think? We want to stay here and help you?
So tell the story. What the hell happened?
So like I had to do some extended shift at work and you know about it. Like I had to be there late. Because we had just done something at my work.
Yeah.
So I was there from like 1 a.m. till 3 and then got home and got to sleep for 3 hours and then went back to work. And then stayed at work until we were able to do the job we had to do. So I was there until about 3:30 to 4. And then left and volunteered at this clothes shop. And then that concert didn't end until... pretty much midnight, and then I'm helping them clean up, and the dudes are so rude. Like, one of the things they need is they took all the speakers down. All the speakers had cords. He was like, "Now you know how to wind up cord?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Over and under, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, he literally did this. He looked me in the eyes. He's like, "Under and over?" About been like, "No, actually...
sideways and across.
I knew it a millisecond ago when you asked me the first time, but you know the gap of time between there, I must have forgot it. So why don't you ask me a third time and I'll maybe figure it back out." So so it's like that. And then we're also, we're like loading things into their big goofy trailer. And of course, I knew it because they're Hotshot McGee's. The guys who were performing, that Zach Williams goober, didn't even help out loading any of his own equipment.
He makes too much money for that.
Yeah, makes big boy money, unless we all would have just told him no because we were all volunteers. And then they wouldn't have got out there.
Dude, he went to the Country Music Awards.
Yeah, country's a lazy music genre.
Big shot now.
But I was like, I was like, you know, helping them. And then if you stood there and didn't load things, the first thing they would say is like, oh, we got people just standing around. Again, we're volunteers. The guys that were yelling at us were getting paid to do it.
Chris, so why didn't you just go, yeah, sure, I'll help you, and then walk out?
I'll explain. I'll get there. So then...
Yeah, what is keeping you here?
If you help them load things, they were like...
Get a hot dog.
Well, no, they were like, you don't load things until we tell you. So, of course, they don't tell you because they're, like, organizing things back there. So then we get down and we're standing there waiting to be told the next thing. So we got some people just standing around, huh? So, like, literally, there were, like, four people. Her dad, Hannah's dad, was there, too, and he was getting annoyed. We were all getting annoyed. Like, what are these ungrateful twerps? So what I started doing is there was this kid, Ben, that was there with us, and I've known him for a minute. And they literally, every time they'd complain, I'd be like, what, is this your first time loading this stuff? Boy, let's go. You know, the under and over, right? And we're like loading things on a truck. It has nothing to do with winding corners. But you got that under and over, though? You got that, you get it done? Is this your first time working at a big concert like this? What, are you stupid? Ah, your dad would be disappointed. And one of the workers like scoffed at me. I'm like, man, I'll get him next time, you know? What am I doing? I'm a fool.
Just get him next time, champ.
Yeah.
Not getting a tip tonight, that's for sure.
I almost went to Hannah and was like, hey, man, like I'm going to have to go because I'm already like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Irritated. I told her, I'm like, I didn't tell her this, but I was like, I might have to leave because I'll probably just knock this guy out if he yells at me again. Because I don't know this ginger beard goober.
Chris.
But I'm going to uppercut him and run away. You know, because I'm not trying to fight nobody, but I'd probably just get down, uppercut him like when he's not looking. He'd probably go to sleep and then the rest of his crew would come to like beat me up, but I'd just run out. Like, sorry, I'd fight you guys, but you're in a rush to get out of here, so.
Yeah, the first moment that somebody would have been rude to me at something I was doing for free, I would have just walked out. Why would you sit through that?
Everybody else did.
Exactly.
I was being...
If they're going to be like that, I mean, they deserve to do it by themselves.
I don't get why anyone volunteered. None of us got paid. They were getting paid to do that.
Yeah. So they should have been grateful.
That they had any volunteer work.
Any help. Unpaid. Because they wouldn't be doing it if they weren't getting paid.
You know what idle hands are? The devil's workshop. It's like, you know what idle hands really are? The result of poor management. You ass. So why don't you get your... They all had those goofy beards that you know they're not... They're like 22. And they've got a full beard with the like the curly tip on the mustache part.
Yeah,
slick-backed hair.
For some reason, I was picturing that guy.
Is that who exactly... all had that. Even the guy, the Zach Williams guy, had that douchey haircut. I don't understand
that. Super skinny?
The workers were, he was not.
Was he thicker?
He was not thicker, but he was super tall. But he had a little bit of a gut. But yeah, and that's what his songs were. His songs were all just like that.
Like what?
Mountain on the rooftop when my dad used to look at me. Just nonsense words that mean nothing. But this was a Christian concert, so he threw the word God like in every other like lyric.
So those kind of people, how do you, what's the percentage of people you think are actually religious that profit off of this kind of stuff?
None of them.
Really?
None. I don't believe any of them at all.
Exactly.
Not one fucking bit. Not one. I feel like they specifically joined that genre because they knew it would be easier to do.
How much you want to bet they hit up Anderson's Finest Prostitution?
The, what do you call them?
Lot Lizard.
Yeah. Had a fucking pilot.
Because, like, okay, Christian music's not easy, but country Christian music is.
Yeah.
You replace any kind of, like, romanticism with any, like, female with God. Yeah. And a lot of it sound the same. Because country music alone is easy. But, like, when you have God and you don't have to think of other names, you can start to become more repetitive.
And it's half of your songs.
And there's so many people that do it. Because it is a limit. Like, you can't say certain things in a Christian song.
It's a giant circle jerk.
I was like, yeah, but I don't think any of them. I think he has no interest in it. I think he...
It's an easy profit.
Dude, people buy
Christians
so
will go see anything.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like... But no, they don't, though. They see specific things in those, like, Christian movies, which are the same deal. I'm like, how do you not realize that you're kind of getting scammed here? And anyone who tells me $40 isn't expensive, Kiss didn't charge $40 for every ticket they sold. That's Kiss.
That dude was charging $40.
$40 a ticket. I think more, but around $40. Yes. You paid actual concert price. There was no any charity given to anyone there.
Jesus.
And for bad seats, they were not comfortable. It's pews and, like, chairs at a basketball game, which most people were standing most of the time. Also, the concert was short. Like, I saw Iron Maiden, like, a month or two ago, and I was there for, like, 6 hours. Music alone. This guy performed for an hour and a half, and I don't know if he got tired or ran out of material, but was, like, done. And I'm like, you spent $40 for this. Just let that sink in. Anytime anyone gives you crap about spending money on video games, $40 on a 2-hour event. The Avengers was 3 hours long, and you could have spent $8 and just saw that. This game I just bought was 20 hours long and was $60. Yeah. So I spent about $3 an hour.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody give you crap about the things you enjoy.
Unless it's concerts or over. Grand Theft Auto was, or not Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead 2 was a 60-hour game.
Yeah.
Just the campaign.
And they look like cowboys too.
Doesn't even count for all the side missions.
And all that country music.
That's right.
Look, he wasn't like a bad performer or anything. I just I was kind of salty about the whole cleanup thing.
You got your little pee-pee stepped on.
Well, I've been in other situations where you're trying to help people and they're not grateful for it at all. And it's, like, not easy stuff you're doing. Some of that stuff was, like, heavy. And we had to have, like, 3 or 4 people on it per load. And what was really frustrating is that stuff they weren't touching.
Remember when you helped us with this house?
Mm-hmm. It'd be like if I helped you with the house and you literally smacked me in my mouth.
That was a BH era before Hannah.
BH era?
Before Hannah.
Oh. Was it?
BH Chris.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have helped us if you were with Hannah.
Probably wouldn't have let me do all that shit for free.
Hey, I got you some food. Didn't I? I bought you a meal or two.
You know,
we got some pizza pies.
I had to pay for the meals we ate.
What meal?
You were like, money's tight. When we would do like pizza or stuff, I'd still have to square cash you.
To be fair, I was planning a wedding at the same time.
Yeah, but I gave you like 8 hours a day on some of those days. But I never beefed about it because I felt even more sad for your dad.
Yeah, my poor dad.
He worked probably the hardest. Besides, there's this Eddie guy, but he got paid, so I don't feel bad for him.
Well.
He got paid, so he knew what he was getting into. Your dad got no money out of it, and he did probably about, besides Eddie, most of the work. Actual, like, on-ground work.
But look at us now.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have let me do all that for free. Which I'm grateful for. BH Chris was more of a just let things slide, Chris. I still do. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Chris is still here. He's still alive and well.
But I've got a little bit of backup.
Granted, the fucking story you just told.
I mean, would you let Caitlin do that?
What?
Like if somebody's house was being restored?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it was a friend.
A friend?
Yeah. Like the hose or...
For free, no meals included.
If it was for them, yeah.
For months on end. And like 3 days a week.
I mean, if we had nothing else going on.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, you never really got on my butt, though. You were never like rude to me.
No.
But if her dad or Eddie was, I would have been out. I'd been like, that's it, boy. You lost.
That's
game over.
Quality time with Chris. We had some fun.
We had some fun. There was some points where her dad was getting frustrated. I think every time he said anything cross to me at all.
I still remember that moment like it was yesterday. What else is there to do?
Well. Oh, I remember he did that and I started making fun of him. And every time he would get any kind of cross with like me or you, I'd be like, I'd work like a significant amount less harder. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, no. Excuse me. Yeah. What? No. Sorry. That's it, everybody.
That's it?
It's Call of Duty time.
Oh. Bang, bang.